Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Romanian churches file an emergency request with the United States Supreme Court, and in response, the governor lifts all restrictions on churches and houses of worship. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This has been an ongoing drama, Holly, in Chicago, Illinois, on behalf of two Romanian churches that Liberty Counsel represents. These pastors came from, and many of their congregants migrated from, and they are now citizens of the United States, but they came from communist Romania. So they know what it's like to live under a repressive regime. They know what it's like to have a church being threatened by the government, including even seeing a church bulldozed in communist Romania, but not in America.
Right.
And here, what happened is after we filed suit against these restrictions that Governor J.B. Pritzker put on churches of no more than 10 people, and you're never going to even hope for getting 50 or more for another 12 to 18 months down the road, they really played heavy politics, and they imposed thug-like tactics against these churches to the point where the mayor sent out people to put up no parking signs over a section of 9 blocks on the road, towing the neighbors' cars. And when they found out that the church doesn't use the street parking, they blocked the private entrances with police cars so they couldn't go to their private parking lot. And then when that didn't work, they gave disorderly conduct charges to the pastors for conducting services in excess of 10 people. And when that didn't work, on a Saturday, they sent them a letter. And in that letter, it says that the city would do what's called summary abatement, which includes destroying the building. Absolutely destroying the building. Unbelievable.
It is. And, you know, we talked last week with one of the pastors, Pastor Christie, and he told us about when he lived in communist Romania, the steps they took to recruit you into communism. And then he applied that with, as how they're treating him and his church here in Chicago. And there's a very similar analogy.
Very similar pattern.
It's stunning.
And what happens is when they bring you in and they go through several different phases to try to get you to comply with the communist regime, and if you don't, then they will ultimately try to destroy you.
Right, and never could he imagine leaving communist Romania, coming to the land of the free, that he would have experienced the same thing.
Yeah, and so that's how this started here. The mayor wanted to talk to the pastors, and we obviously knew that she wanted to simply just educate them in her view, basically say, you guys need to calm down
right.
and follow our rule.
Educate as in quotes, right?
Right, yeah. Educate them as in quotes. And it escalated to the point where they were threatening to destroy the buildings of the churches. And so we filed an emergency motion with the United States Supreme Court, and our briefing requested emergency relief because of the imminent danger that these churches were in, including up to the destruction of their building. Now, the case was still going on in the lower federal court of appeals, and it was going on a very fast track, but we needed emergency relief. So we filed that between 3 and 3:30 on a Wednesday afternoon. Within 2.5 hours, Justice Kavanaugh, who's over the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals where this case is pending, he ordered the governor to file its response by 8 p.m. the following night on Thursday. Well, within 4 hours of that 8 p.m. deadline, the governor went from one of the most restrictive states in the entire country to the most free state in the union.
He just did a 180-degree turn there.
Lifting all restrictions, and I say all the restrictions. I said that to somebody, and they said, you mean distancing? Yes. Mask? Yes. No restrictions. The only thing are recommendations, but none of it is very clear. None of it is mandatory.
I guess it took taking him to the Supreme Court to get him to wake up to
it
realize.
We had to drag him all the way to the United States Supreme Court to do this and get him to reverse. And so he literally reversed 180 degrees.
Right.
Literally, I mean, this state was not only the most restrictive in this respect. One, it said you can't have more than 10 people. Now, there's other states that have said you can't have more than 10 people. But two, It said, we're not going to get back to normal for churches anywhere north of 50 people, whenever we actually allow you to have 50 people. We don't know when that is, but it's going to be at least 12 to 18 months. And that is only when we have a widely available vaccine. And that's what made it the worst state in the country, because it was kicking the can down the road 12 to 18 months, putting churches in what they called phase five. And that depended upon the development and the distribution of a vaccine for COVID-19.
But those same people could go to Walmart or in their stores, shopping centers, with no problem. Not
liquor stores,
marijuana dispensaries with no restrictions.
Abortion clinics, all of those were considered essential services and activities, but not churches.
So you can see where his priorities lie.
Yeah, and this, of course, is in a state that's very, very restrictive on churches and in other situations as well. The governor does not respect the sanctity of human life, and consequently, he doesn't respect freedom. Within a few days after his inauguration in 2019, he issued an executive order expanding abortion coverage for all government workers.
And you know, we've seen those go hand in hand in these states. When they don't respect the sanctity of life, they don't respect liberty.
That's exactly right. You know, if they don't respect your life, why are they going to respect your freedom? If they're willing to actually take your life, they don't respect the dignity and humanity of a human born in the image of God, they're not going to respect your freedom. Right. And you see it playing out. And the restrictive states on churches, that's a common denominator. They don't respect life, they don't respect freedom. So in this particular state, the worst state in the country, it goes from the worst state in the country to the freest state in the union within a matter of hours, which is an incredible turnaround. And here's another problem. If the only thing that changed in a period of 24 hours was the fact that he had to give his response to the United States Supreme Court, then why were the restrictions imposed in the first place? Mm-hmm. It really undermines the reason for these restrictions. And he had no intention. I'm telling you, he had no intention of changing these restrictions, because if you go back and look at his press conferences in April and in May, he was clearly doubling down on the churches. And when the churches ultimately did start to open with social distancing and sanitizing efforts way beyond what you see in the non-religious gatherings, they came after, I say they, the governor and the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, came after the church with a very, very heavy hand.
Yeah, it's true bullying that we've experienced even with our two remaining churches.
Yeah, we've had pastors that have been arrested. We had the first one down in Tampa, Florida. We had another one that was arrested in Virginia for having 16 people in a 293-seat sanctuary, where that was only six people above the governor's magic number. He got a criminal misdemeanor charge. So we've seen that, but we've never seen what they did here. And what they did here literally tried to get the community, the neighbors, mad at the church. And that could have set off some real disastrous effects. We were concerned about the safety of the building and also the people when they blocked off nine blocks of parking, street parking, and then towed the neighbors' cars, and then informed the neighbors by letter that the reason why there's no parking on this Sunday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and the reason why your cars are being towed, for which you have to pay for, by the way, when you get them towed, is because of this church. And they named the church and they gave the address because they're having services in violation of the governor's orders.
Making the church a target.
They made the church a target. So we've never seen those kinds of heavy hands against churches as in Chicago. And they were really using kind of like mafia-style thug tactics against these churches. And of all places, Holly, against pastors and churches that came from communist Romania.
Right, that care about their people more than they're cared for when they go to Walmart or something like that. You know, so yeah, this mayor was just inexcusable what she did.
No question. And so we filed the federal lawsuit, and it took all the way taking him to the U.S. Supreme Court before he changed his position. And that really shows how arbitrary and capricious these orders are. Nothing else changed. Stats didn't change. The environment didn't change. The numbers didn't change over the last, you know, 24, 48, 72 hours. In fact, it was just the past Saturday. So we're going from Saturday's letter to demolish the churches to Thursday, within less than a week to no restrictions on the churches. So it's a great victory for the churches. The case is still ongoing, as are many of our other cases around the country as we continue to fight for freedom. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also visit reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.